VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. George H.W. Bush has been getting a final farewell on Thursday before being buried. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
More than 11,000 people visited the former president's casket at the Houston church where his family worshipped, some waiting hours overnight. Today's funeral at St. Martin's Episcopal Church follows yesterday's state funeral here in Washington. The casket will travel from suburban Houston to College Station aboard the first presidential funeral train in nearly 50 years. George H.W. Bush will be buried alongside his wife and young daughter at his library.
The U.S. military said Thursday one Marine was killed, five others missing, after two Marine Corps aircraft collided in midair early Thursday morning off the Japanese coast and crashed into the Pacific Ocean. The Marine Corps said the dead person was one of two crew members who were recovered after the collision and that rescue operations continued for those who were still missing. The accident happened about 320 kilometers off Japan's southwestern coast during a routine refueling training mission. The U.S. and its allies flew a military aircraft over Ukraine Thursday in a show of support after Russia attacked Ukrainian naval vessels in the Black Sea last month. A Pentagon spokesman told VOA that a U.S. Air Force C-135 observation plane flew over Ukraine with U.S., Canadian, German, French, British, Romanian, and Ukrainian observers aboard. Russia has justified the November attack and seizure by claiming that the Ukrainian ships had illegally entered its territorial waters. The U.S. military flight on Thursday took place after the U.S. Navy prepared to sail a ship into the Black Sea. This is VOA News. China is demanding the immediate release of a key executive of telecom giant Huawei Technologies. Canadian authorities announced Wednesday that Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer and the daughter of the company's founder, had been detained in Vancouver last Saturday on suspicion of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. The U.S. trade gap has reached its highest level in a decade. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Record imports drove the U.S. trade deficit to $55 billion in October, the fifth straight increase. The Commerce Department says that's the highest it has been since October 2008. The gap is the difference between what the United States sells and what it buys from foreign countries. President Trump campaigned on a pledge to slash the trade deficit. However, despite his import taxes on steel, aluminum, and Chinese goods, the deficit so far this year is running 11% above what it was from January to October of last year.
Two senior Somali military commanders and several soldiers were killed Thursday when a roadside bomb blast hit their vehicle south of Mogadishu. The attack was immediately claimed by the Al-Shabaab militant group. Government officials could not confirm the exact number of the soldiers killed, but witnesses said they saw the dead bodies of six uniformed government soldiers. Yemen's warring factions are in Sweden to take part in a new round of peace talks aimed at ending the four-year-old war that has pushed the small Arabian Peninsula country to the brink of famine. Zimbabwe has started the process of compensating white commercial farmers displaced from their properties during the country's land reform in the early 2000s. But as correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare for VOA News, farmers are saying that the $53 million set aside for the purpose will not go far.
Zimbabwe's Commercial Farmers Union says it is waiting for details from the government on how it will compensate farmers whose property was seized during the country's land reform program beginning in 2000. The program seized property from about 3,500 white commercial farmers and gave the land to blacks. Then President Robert Mugabe said the reform was necessary to correct injustices of the colonial period.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.